You know those days when your burrito isn't very good? It isn't really good, or super good, or even amazingly good? There are some days when a burrito can only be described as hella good. I'm Olivia Allen Price, and this is Bay Curious. If you've lived in Northern California for any amount of time, you have come to know the word hella.
I am hella hungry right now.
I'm hella full right now.
That concert last night was hella cool.
Hella jealous?
Hella cool.
Oh yeah, hella.
Today's question comes from listener Ventura Albor.
How is it that hella became synonymous with the Bay?
Such a good question. So good, in fact, we're sharing the answer again. This story first ran back when Bay Curious was a wee baby back in 2015. We'll get to it right after this break. I think it's going to take a true local to unwind this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Adiza Egan.
As a child of the Bay Area, I grew up saying hella, and I feel it in my bones that it's a Bay Area word. People here will tell you they think it is too. Like SoCal transplant Bree Durabio, who I met at a coffee shop in San Jose. She remembers coming to the Bay Area and hearing the word hella for the first time.
My reaction was, oh my God, they really do say it. And I was amazed at how many different applications the word has.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, people would be like, oh, like I'm hella stoked, which makes sense. But then they'd be like, oh, there were hella people at that party last night. Or like, I was doing it for like hella days. Yeah.
So I set out to prove that it did start here. As it turns out, there are two origin stories, and they're hella different. One places hella in Oakland, and the other in Toronto. Yep, Canada. Hella first appeared in the Oxford English Dictionary in 2002. The entry dates the word back to a 1987 article in the Toronto Star. Here's English language historian Michael Adams reading the passage.
The horse went hella whooping down the trail, trailing 50 feet or more.
According to the dictionary, hella was probably shortened from helluva or hellacious. But Adams disagrees with that.
I'm really skeptical of that etymology, that hella comes from helluva, because we don't use hella grammatically in the same way that we would use helluva.
What he means is, you can't get hella cute from helluva cute. But before that horse was hella whooping in Canada, Bay Area youth were dropping it in conversation. Actually, some were saying hella, and some were saying hell of. Punk rocker Frank Portman wrote a song called Hell of Dumb, poking fun at the issue with his band, The Mr. T Experience.
You were hella dumb for leaving, I was hella dumb for believing, you were hella coming back to me again.
It was always very clear, it was hell of, it was not hella. If anyone ever said hella, they would always correct you. With the attitude of like a schoolmarm.
So even though the Oxford English Dictionary has that 1987 entry, UC Berkeley linguist Jeff Numberg traces it back another decade to either San Francisco or Oakland.
Hella emerged somewhere in Northern California around the late 1970s, and although it spread to other places, it's still associated with this region.
Nunberg says historically, slang spreads from Black English to White English, and not the other direction. Words like cool and tell it like it is, those all began in the Black community, but they didn't circulate until they were used in White English. That lines up with Oakland native Sean Kennedy's experience. He remembers saying hella with the kids on his Pop Warner football team as early as the late 70s.
Very rarely that in the African American or Black community do we pick up other people's language and use them. It's usually the language we create and other people use them.
At the time, hip-hop and street culture were growing fast.
It was used in a manner of explaining something that looked hella good or somebody acting crazy, like, you know, you're hella crazy.
And since then, hella, hellacious, and helluva have died out. In fact, hella isn't even associated with the Bay Area anymore. Now anyone can say it or sing it, like Cartman in the South Park episode.
You guys are hella stupid, you guys are hella lame, you guys are hella dumb, hella, 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 damn it!
You're welcome, world. Hella originated here, and that's why it's synonymous with the Bay. Sorry, Canada.
Oof, tough luck, Canada. but you've still got universal health care, eh? Since the story aired, reporter Adiza Egan has since moved on to work in audio at the New York Times. Adiza, we'd love to see you work South Park into an episode there. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast. If you like what you've heard, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find our show. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price.